Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
And welcome back to Small Biz America. We're heard coast to coast here on Biz Talk Radio Network. I'm David Wolf. Hope you're having a great week in your business. Thanks for being with us as always. A quick word before we get started about the power of podcasting and radio. You know, if you listen to us every week, I'm very passionate about these things. Did you know, though, that hosting your own radio show or podcast, and I've learned this over time, can grow your fans, your business, your circle of influence, and your online credibility and authority? In fact, I've learned over time there are many hidden treasures inside podcasting that can help develop your skills not only as a presenter and respected subject matter expert, but an authority in your field. Great positioning. So I want you to go out to podcastandradio.com. There you can learn more about how we help business professionals and entrepreneurs produce their own podcasts and radio shows, even a path to radio syndication, and we can help you do the same. To find out more about how podcasting can grow your business, your brand, and your entire communications platform, visit us at podcastandradio.com. Let's talk about your business and how podcasting and radio can help you grow. Podcastandradio.com. This week we've got Katie Lance. She's an expert in social media, and it's a big subject these days, but she specializes in the small business side, so we'll find out where to start, and she'll have other tips for us to grow. That'll be in segment four. Stand Out and Be Heard with Doug Foresta. We'll be repeating a segment. Doug and his wife are having a baby this week, so he's somewhere at the hospital doing that, so we'll have a repeat segment with Doug Foresta. And up first, he's a certified performance management consultant who has had the responsibility and privilege of working with companies and organizations and facilitating the learning of more than 29,000 people, including hundreds of leaders, as a performance management solution provider. Bernard Robinson is the author of the book, The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. And he says, and I'm paraphrasing here, in an era where we see enormous challenges in every sector of society that we are affected positively and negatively by the quality of that leadership, and that it is leadership that is impacting the quality of life for so many millions of citizens, workers, worshipers, soldiers, teachers, children, and many more segments of the population in this country and around the world. Joining us on the line is Bernard E. Robinson from the Institute of Human Development. Bernard, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, David. I appreciate the invite. I also am glad to be with you.
My pleasure. So let's start at the top, and of course I'm working from some of the notes you provided. These are things you're thinking about. So the skills of an effective leader, what makes an effective leader in your mind?
Well, there's several things that make an effective leader. One of the things that's key and important is that the whole notion of managing trust, managing the whole notion of the impressions that you make and the relationship you have with those who follow you. Essentially, I like to say it this way, everything is relationships, all else is details. And that's because in the relationship between a follower and a leader, what's really going on between them, the dynamics, one of the most important parts of that dynamic is relationship. Of course, another element of always is trust. In fact, I would say that trust and relationships, the whole notion of building integrity and building relationship, allows a business to be effective, allows a leader to be effective. And if people can't relate to you, can't work with you, even if you've got the power to hire and fire, you really don't get the best out of people. So relationships are key. There are several other things that are important, but it really revolves around the human element, the human capital.
So interesting. that we have. We're living in a world where the online part of our universe is somewhat becoming a metaphor for relationships. Everywhere you look, it's people you know, like, and trust. It's connections. It's the capital of social media is being connected or being liked. You talk about social capital. It's so fascinating. I was going to ask, you're a management consultant, and you've dealt with a lot of different scenarios today, and this may have evolved over time, but what are some of the key qualities you find that people misunderstand or not, don't quite connect? I'll use the word connect. They don't quite connect with it, this human factor.
Well, I think it's an important thing. There are a couple of things, of course, in the media that you read about, emotional intelligence and the like. But, you know, there's actually about, there's one central element to think about when you think about the whole notion of being effective, one of which is just the whole notion of building and shaping performance. That doesn't happen without good leadership and, of course, good management as well. Mm-hmm. But all that happens within an organization really revolves around, or at least is affected by, the performance of those who are in leadership.
Yeah.
For example, in every organization, everything rises or falls based on the quality of leadership. Whether you're in government, whether you're in business, if your leadership is not effective, your business will not be effective. If your leadership is not effective, your people won't be effective. If leadership is not effective, you won't achieve the business goals that you've established for yourself, and you certainly won't be able to do the second most important part of what you're in business to do, that is develop people.
Mm-hmm. In your practice, in your world as a consultant, where was most of your activity? Were you going into companies and helping to fix problems, or were you improving the efficacy of leadership that was existing? Give us a sense of kind of how you went in and molded and shaped some of the cultures you were working with.
Okay, let me give you a sense. I worked in both government, private sector, state government. I worked with churches. I worked with small businesses and large businesses. Mm-hmm. I've worked in Fortune 500 and less. But the quality of the assignment is really based around solving problems. And what I meant by that, or what I mean by that, is simply this. In every organization, when I'm called in, there's some issue, and usually, as you read early and introduced me, I talk about performance improvement, and I talk about being a performance improvement solutions provider. Well, every organization that's called me in has called me in because there's some problem that they have that is affecting the ability of the people that are working for them to perform effectively, or there's some operational issues that need to be managed and improved in order for the organization to operate better and for the people who are running that organization to operate better. What that meant is that I'm involved with training staff, training employees, training executives to do a whole host of things that relate to performance, whether it's communicating more effectively, whether it's building and sustaining and managing teams, whether it's helping teams to operate effectively, whether it's fixing an issue and helping folks to understand how can we make our business work better. So that may include things like strategic planning and looking at the processes that are needed in order for you to work more effectively and to build a business. So we've done strategic planning. We do leadership coaching and the like. Those are the kind of things that people have called me to do, and we've been rather effective in doing that. Really about 65% of my work over time, and we've been in business nearly 29 years, well, actually 29 years going on 30, has been involved with helping the organization really improve its operational effectiveness. I kind of repeated myself there a little bit, but help me, as you will, make sure I focus on the question and get the answer that you're looking for.
No, that's perfect. And by the way, we're visiting with Bernard E. Robinson from the Institute of Human Development, 29 years in the business. So good to be with you. He's the author of your new book. I'm assuming it's new, maybe not. The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader's Other Want, Others Want to Follow. Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. I got about a minute left with you before the break. Bernard, you deal with a lot of different personality types, and a minute may not be enough to cover this, but how do you navigate as you go in? You know you've got, you know, an A personality with a B. I'm just generalizing here. I mean, how do you help mold different personalities with different needs and emotional factors?
Well, David, one of the things that you know, and I'll do it as quickly as I can, one of the things I've discovered, I talked about the notion of what is responsible, what's needed in order for a leader to be effective with a follower, and that being trust. One of the things I've learned over time, and I've practiced it, if you will, in my practice, is being truthful. So that mixes the notion of being concerned about the different personalities. That doesn't mean that people don't have different personalities, mine as well. But I found that when you're dealing with a client, one of the most important attributes is to build trust and to be trustworthy and to speak, if you will, in a trusting way. That way, I don't have to be fictitious. I'm authentic. They're authentic, and we either really mesh together or we don't. Not every client relationship is automatically built in the first few minutes, but it's essentially I go in with the whole notion of being truthful and allowing that to really set the pace for us having a safe and effective relationship going forward. It allows there to be a good relationship.
Yeah, no, I like the way you say that, because if everyone is speaking the truth, regardless of from where they come, so to speak, it does sort of level the playing field. If we're all living in a world with truth and we honor our word and we speak our truths, it's great stuff. Coming up on a break here, we're with Bernard E. Robinson. He's the author of The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. That's the book. I'm sure it's available everywhere. The website, www.ihdinc.org. We'll be right back.
Good deal.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you. right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
And David Wolf back with you on the Biz Talk Radio Network. We're visiting with Bernard E. Robinson. He's the author of The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. Great stuff. Bernard, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, David.
So, shorter segment this time. We were talking offline. We want to unpack a few ideas that Bernard is thinking about and is a part of part and parcel to the work he does. Before I do that, though, you want to go out to www.sel2f.com. That's S-E-L, so S-E-L-2-F, as in fox.com, for more information on the book. So you have something you call the anatomy of leadership, and this, I understand, is a three-legged stool. Let's unpack this key dynamic.
Right. Well, one of the things, too, I guess, Dave, the anatomy of leadership. One of the things that I guess is important for context sake for your listeners is to say that my definition of leadership is the ability to influence. It's not a novel notion, but if you can't influence anyone, you're not going to be able to lead them. But the ability to influence is simple, or nothing more, nothing less, so to speak. Well, the anatomy of leadership is kind of a simplistic way of looking at and helping folks see what's going on between the leader and the follower. I use the notion or the metaphor of three-legged stool because what you have on one leg of the stool is the leader. What you have right next to that first leg of the stool, this three-legged stool, is the follower. And what both of them are in business to do is to achieve a goal. Now, every business is in business to do two things, whether they know it or not. They're in business to, one, achieve the business goal, whatever that business goal is. And many times it's captured quantifiably in terms of dollars, but to achieve the business goal. The second target, or should be, is to develop people. If any business is going to be successful, they have to focus on the achievement of the goal, but that goal does not get achieved without developing people. Now, this three-legged stool, the dynamics of it is that it simplifies the whole notion of what should I be doing as a leader, and what and why should I be doing it, and to whom does it affect? Well, every leader is in business to help a follower work with them to get a goal accomplished. And as I was saying earlier, the key dynamic in that relationship, this anatomy of leadership, is the relationship between them. I like to say it as well that there are three other things that are probably there. One is trust, in addition to the relationship. Mm-hmm. And the third one, I want to make sure that I look at my notes here as well, remembering all this stuff, but sometimes needing to reference as well, the whole notion of the anatomy of leadership is that you have to have trust, you have relationship, and you have to have character. Without those three, nothing much and nothing good happens. Character being critical, if you will. We can see, as you mentioned earlier in your intro, every place in this world, leadership is needed, and not all leadership has been been good and nor effective. Well, the skill of an effective leader, what I simply suggest by this three-legged stool is that you really need to make sure that, one, you're competent, you're able to build trust with folks, and trust is really built based on your competence and your credibility. You really have to have a solid relationship with the people who are following you, and if you will, you have to have character. It's a quote by Schwarzkopf, and I mentioned a quote, but the quote, this is General Schwarzkopf, who's now passed, yes, but he had a wonderful quote, and the quote simply suggested that if you must have talent and you must have character, if you must be without one, be without character, because character is just that important. What we see sometimes on the world stage and in business as well, folks are not really focused on, leaders that is, on understanding how important trust is and then what trust is built upon. So I just wanted to suggest that, as simplistic as it is, the anatomy of leadership is as simple as making sure you build a relationship with those who follow you, that one are trusting, that two reflect the importance of and the relevance of building solid relationships, and then making sure that you're operating in a way that's highly, it's based on high integrity, that is, you have and you're operating with a sense of character. By the way, when you look at these three dynamics, what happens if you build trust, the relationship automatically improves.
So, again, trust is the foundation of it all, isn't it? I mean, if you, again, to quote the Schwarzkopf, I mean, it starts there and it might end there if there's no room for anything else. Just know, have trusting relationships with those you work with.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, I call it the big T. If you do not have the big T operating, people will, in fact, follow you, by the way, without trusting you. You know that. But
I didn't know that. I guess they might be out of obligation or for reasons they don't entirely understand. That's an interesting thought,
exactly,
right,
and
there.
You're going to get paid, so to speak, but you don't necessarily gather the person's heart. You gather their
head. Oh, sure. Sure, I get it. Yeah. No, that's great. And character, to just bolt on the character in the couple minutes we have left together, character is about principle-centeredness, isn't it? It's about values and staying consistent. Do I have that right? Or maybe you can put some color on that for me.
No, you're on point with that. Let me just build on it, though, simply saying that when you think about the character, it really is based on your value system and what really is the core. What's in your circle of competence, I call it, what it is that really drives you. I think about it in terms of, at the end of the day, when you make decisions about how you operate and how you really want to relate, it has a lot to do with your character and it has a lot to do with your values. One of the reasons that is I do the leadership training I do, by the way, I have a program called The Skills of an Effective Leader. It's a two-day workshop. One of the things that's important in thinking about that is that you really have to focus on understanding how important it is for you to create this this sense of really being committed to and wedded to making sure your people can succeed and making sure that they feel, at least, that you are working with and for them. In some cases, you say for them. Yes, you are the leader, but in folks, you're working with and for your people, so that they work with and for you.
It's really a dialectic. It's a dance you're doing. In our final 30 seconds, when you talk about center of gravity, understanding your center of gravity, what do you mean there? I've got about 30 seconds or so.
I'll do it quickly. What's at the core of how you operate? See, at the end of the day, you will operate based on what's at the core of your being, the core of what, in the way you look at and operate towards the world, the way you see people, that is that human element I was talking about. You operate really based on that core, whether you know it or not. Now, you can fake it, but at some point in time, you'll operate based on your center of gravity. What keeps you centered? What keeps you balanced? What makes you who you are? What makes you real? And everybody who's leading or being led, I should say, wants someone who is authentic and real.
Beautiful. Bernard E. Robinson, he's the author of The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. Go out to www.ihdinc.org, or you want to go out to SEL2F, as in Fox.com. Bernard, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. It's been a pleasure, and I hope I've added a little bit to our discussion, our understanding, and more importantly, the understanding of your listeners. Blessings to you, and thanks so much for the opportunity.
You bet.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Foresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello and welcome to Stand Out and Be Heard segment. This is Doug Foresta. Today I'm going to be talking about what gets in the way of speaking our truth and becoming a thought leader. And I work with many speakers, authors, coaches, organizations over the years. And one of the things that I notice is that we often have reasons, you know, some might call them excuses as to why we don't start that blog or why we don't create that media channel or why we don't get out there. And what I wanted to share with you are some of the most common reasons that I think get in the way and what to do about that to move past that fear or move past whatever it is that's getting in the way. I think one of the first ones that I notice a lot is the idea of, and I've addressed this a little bit in previous episodes, but what happens if people don't agree with what I'm saying, right? What if I offend people? And of course, we should not intend to offend anyone purposely. I don't think that there's anything useful to be had in doing that. At the same time, we can't allow ourselves to be crippled by the idea that sharing our truth and speaking our voice is going to offend someone. Because the reality is that if you share your point of view, if you share your unique, authentic point of view, there is a good chance that you will actually perhaps offend someone or someone will not agree with you. And as long as it's not our intention to purposely hurt others, I think that it actually can be a good thing that people don't agree with us, right? Because if you look at, for example, some of the most powerful people in radio or television, they are, one of the things they all have in common is that they have a strong point of view and they're not worried about alienating the people for whom their message is not a good fit. So, you know, what I say to people is the worst thing that could happen if you put out content is not that people will be offended by it. What actually is the worst thing that can happen if you put out content is that nobody's offended by it, that nobody even notices it because it's so bland, right? Because it's just vague speak that doesn't offend anyone, but it doesn't attract anyone either. So we have to be careful about, you know, having that understanding and intention that we're not looking to hurt anyone, but at the same time, we're also not looking to dilute our own truth. So that's one of the big ones that I see quite a bit is this idea of, you know, what if I hurt someone? Another one that I see quite a bit is the idea of that sometimes we may have this is connected, but not quite the same thing, but a fear of going against the grain. You know, a fear of saying things that maybe aren't in vogue in our profession. So that, you know, I actually was doing a podcast last night with one of my clients, and he was saying something about, it's a dental podcast, and he was saying something about how he practices dentistry that could potentially be seen as going against the grain of what most dentists would do. But on the other hand, you know, because he is someone that is secure in the work that he does, he puts it out there and says, this is what I do, this is how I operate. And what I think is really helpful about that is that you know exactly where you stand. And sometimes there can be this fear of, you know, if I put something out there, especially with if you, to be a thought leader, it's kind of a cutting-edge sword in a way, or a double-edged sword, because to be a thought leader, you really have to say things that people aren't saying and go against some of the conventional wisdom. But at the same time, of course, if you go against conventional wisdom, you may have the fear that, well, I'm going against my profession, or I'm going against the grain. And again, I think both of these, actually underlying it, is a fear of rejection. And what's interesting about the fear of rejection, you know, I've done a lot of speaking, and one of the, it sounds weird, but one of the best presentations I ever had was a presentation where I really bombed and just messed it up totally. And it was in front of about 1,000 people in a grand ballroom at a Sheraton. And when I left, you know, I realized that I was going to be okay, that that was probably one of the worst speeches that I was ever going to give in my life. And yet at the same time, I was going to be okay. And it was just this absolute sense of liberation that I had, realizing that, you know, I could handle the rejection, that I wasn't going to die from it. And I think likewise, you know, in order to free ourselves up to really stand out, we have to find a way to move past that fear of rejection. I think part of that is just putting content out there and realizing that, you know, if people are putting up horrible comments, or somebody writes something that's really awful, you know, in this day and age, you can always take it down. You know, if it's on your page, you can always take it down. If it's on your blog post, you know, you can remove a comment or disable comments for someone. And at the same time, I think we have to have that experience of realizing that because not everyone is going to agree with us, doesn't mean that we should hold ourselves back from speaking our truth and, again, going against the grain. The other one that I think is maybe a bit more insidious is the problem of our own internal critic. So not necessarily that we're afraid what others will say of us, but that we doubt ourselves. You know, we doubt that, do I have something to say? Do I have something that's worth saying? And that one, I think, is the hardest one. I think the critic that's the most difficult to overcome is the critic within ourselves. And one of the things I would encourage you to do is to notice, if you find yourself procrastinating and putting out content, ask yourself, what's holding me back? And even better is to get a piece of paper and, you know, or write it down in your, you know, write it down on your computer, however you do it. But ask yourself this question, what's holding me back? And really be willing to hear the answer and just write down what comes. And if you can accept what comes and just let whatever it is come up, whatever little voice it is, you know, what if people don't like me? What if I'm a fraud? What if, you know, what if this all bombs? What if I make a fool out of myself? Let all those things come out and take a look at them. Because one of the first things, you know, one of the first steps to challenging an irrational voice, and in this case, I would argue that that's an irrational voice, is to even notice that we're having these thoughts. You know, if you're going to challenge irrational thoughts, you have to notice that you're having irrational thoughts in the first place. And without judgment, as much as possible, take a look at that and ask yourself the question, is this true? You know, is it true that I'm a fraud? What would that even mean? You know, is it true that I have nothing to say? Is it true that I'm going to, maybe you're catastrophizing and, you know, everything's going to go terrible. Is that true? And ask yourself that next question. So look at what you're telling yourself and then ask yourself, is that true? And there's the wonderful Byron Katie. If you've ever heard of Byron Katie, she has some great books about this idea of challenging your thoughts and asking yourself, is it true? How do I know it's true? So asking yourself those questions, is this true? Is my belief true? How do I know it's true? And is this belief serving me? You know, is it really taking me where I want to go? If you, for example, want to get to that next level in your speaking, in your podcasting, in your, you know, video, whatever it is, writing, you're going to have to break through a ceiling. This has been my experience, that every time we get to a new level, so even if you're comfortable, let's say, on a certain level, but then you got invited to go on television in front of millions of people and talk, the chances are pretty good that that voice, that internal voice, would pop up. And by the way, this is not just true for individuals. This is true for organizations as well. You know, people, because organizations are made of people, and people in organizations have fears, right? Even maybe even more so than in our own business, because in our own business, maybe we feel a little bit more secure to take some risks. But, you know, for an organization, you go, oh my gosh, you know, what if I really mess this up and I lose my position and I tank the company and, you know, people hate me. So this happens just as much in organizations as it does individually. But like I said, I mean, there's the fear of external rejection, right? There's the fear of going against the grain. And then there's this internal dialogue that we have in our heads that I think is often invisible. And when it's invisible, it's really insidious. So notice and ask yourself, what's holding me back? If I'm not putting out the kind of content that I'd like to, if I'm not having the impact that I'd like to be having, I'm not standing out the way I would like to, what's getting in the way? And the chances are, again, underneath all of these is a desire to be safe. And the idea that being quiet is the way to be safe. And in fact, there's a book by Randy Gage called Risky is the New Safe. The funny thing is that by staying silent and staying stuck, yes, in some ways you'll never be rejected, right? I mean, problem solved. But on the other hand, you're really not keeping yourself safe. You're not keeping your organization safe, because safety now is about continuous learning, continuous growth. And, you know, again, do you want to be safe or do you want to have a big impact in the world? And once you can kind of realize that this is not going to challenge your survival, you're not going to die if you give a presentation and people don't like it, or you know, put a video out and people don't like it. You know, one last thing that I love to ask, which is this idea of, you know, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And to just ask yourself that question, what would I do if I wasn't afraid? Thanks so much. This is Doug Foresta. Thanks for listening to Stand Out Be Heard segment. Coming up, more Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America. The
brain. And joining us on this segment is Dr. Margarita Gurry. She's the founder of the Red Shoe Media Group and with a vision to empower, inspire, transform, and bring out the best in everyone she works with, people in their business and their life. A seasoned consulting psychologist, trusted by leaders and teams around the world, she educates and motivates them through keynotes, coaching, training, a range of wonderful activities. And she's quite visionary, a licensed psychologist with a PhD in clinical psychology from the U of Kansas, and is a certified speaking professional, CSP. Joining us on the line from her offices in South Florida to share her insights, and I love this, Dr. Gurry, how we can better deal with difficult people is one of the least difficult people I know, Dr. Margarita Gurry. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, David. Well, that was a great intro. In terms of dealing with difficult people, I always think about what my mother had said. And she had said that difficult people are irritants. They help us make pearls or not, depending on how we behave. So we should be grateful to each and every one of them because it makes us even better.
That's fascinating. So if you frame out your interactions with difficult people as a learning moment, that's sort of a trite phrase, my phrase, not yours, this can really make these engagements more productive for us, can't they?
Absolutely. And that way we're also not so frustrated. We think any time there's a difficult situation or a difficult person, it's an opportunity for us to shine and to make a difference in our business, in our lives, and in someone else's life.
You know, Dr. Gurry, I was going to ask you sort of this fundamental question. I'll go ahead and ask it. How do you define a difficult person?
My granddaughter would say anyone who doesn't agree with her.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, it is. I think difficult is different to everybody. And maybe for some people, difficult is someone that they can't get sway them to their point of view. And to another person, a difficult person is somebody who's just annoying or obnoxious or aggressive.
Okay, so when we first encounter these sorts of situations, and now that you've sort of reframed them as productive engagements, I'll say, how do you suggest we read and respond? You know, sort of this is on the fly, real time. Do we need to adapt our behavior? Or how do you advise folks to sort of contend with them to make the interaction productive so that it, ultimately you can turn it around if possible? Is there a way to read and sort of adapt quickly?
Well, yes. The first thing is to understand that difficult people are all around us. If you look to your left and you look to your right, and maybe it's you. So that's the second one, that sometimes the difficult person is us. Mm. And then we can also use this to make pearls. If we have that attitude that we all take turns being difficult, then already we're less anxious and upset because we're taking turns. The hardest part is many people don't like to have any conflict. They don't like to deal with differences. And they don't like people being angry with them, whether it's justified or not. And so knowing with compassion that we can give ourselves compassion and someone else compassion, that we're somehow going to figure out what the important thing is. And the cool thing about any difficult person situation is there's energy. And as long as there's energy, it's the beginning for a great discussion or great changes, motivation for people to listen differently or speak differently or act differently.
Got it. Thanks for that. We're visiting with Dr. Margarita Gurry. She's with Red Shoe Media. And I want to also mention that, by the way, the website redshoeinstitute.com is the current website. I know that you're doing some fabulous work with that or with your own organization. And also, so I want to cover some of that. Tell us about sort of your activities in your ecosystem right now so folks can know when they reach you and how they can reach you and find out more about the work you're doing.
All right. So these days, now that I'm a grandma, I pick and choose what I do. And so I travel around and I do keynotes and trainings. I coach interesting leaders and teams, whether they're entrepreneurs or corporate leaders or people in family-run businesses or the military and government. And I help people figure out how to bring out the best in themselves and in the people in their lives, whether it's business or personal as well. So that's what I've been doing. I've been writing, and with your help, I've been improving my podcast. So I have a podcast for military families, Touch Base Tuesdays, and you are helping me produce my next one, The Step Up. So I'm really excited. Things are rolling, and the goal is to help spread great ideas so that people can use the energy from yuckiness and turn it into something wonderful to make the world a better place.
Apps, and I love that vision, and that's what's driving so much of what you're doing, Dr. Gurry, and thank you for your kind words. We are working on a couple of projects, and we've got a couple minutes here to talk about them. So Touch Base Tuesdays, how did you create Touch Base Tuesdays?
Well, there was a commander in the Army who, after one of my presentations with one of the Yellow Ribbon programs, as a group had come back from Kuwait and had been a particularly difficult deployment, and this commander and his wife came up and said, you know, some of the things that you were saying, we would love for you to put it in an audio or video format so we can share it. And then I was talking to the commander's wife, and she said, you know, they asked not to be mentioned, which is why I don't give their name. Why don't we interview other people who are helping military families get through? So I've been systematically going through and interviewing people who've been in the military service providers of different kinds, and family members. And so it's been really fun, and hopefully we'll share lots of information that helps anyone in the military make sure that each deployment is a blessing.
That's right.
Keep America strong.
Sorry. That's right. Sorry to step on you, Dr. Gurry.
I did that.
No, there's a delay. The stories that are shared in Touch Base Tuesdays, there's a cross-pollination by listening. Not even if you don't have to be a guest on your show and actually interact directly. Listening to the stories and the way you unpack them is so valuable for anyone who has served. And I encourage folks to check out Touch Base Tuesdays at redshoeinstitute.com. Got about 30 seconds left with you here. I also want to preview that we are producing, and I'm working on this with you, Step Up, Inspiring Stories. And these will be really kind of more business success stories from across America. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. And I know you are as well.
Yes, thank you.
That hasn't come out yet for those listening. But you can reach Dr. Gurry. Once again, it's redshoeinstitute.com. For more information about her and the incredible and transformative work she does across America. Thanks for joining us, and we'll do it again.
Thank you. Thank you, and may everyone have fun with the difficult people in their lives.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Thank you, David.
So that's our show. Thanks for listening, Small Biz America, on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Remember, you can find us on iTunes for the archives of all our broadcast shows. I want you to have a great week in your business and, you know, keep it real.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.